Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Good morning. Well, we are squarely into Women's History Month. It is March.
No, I can't.
Well, we've got a really special guest. I know I say that every week, right, everybody?
But everybody's so a special guest on this show.
With us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this lady I've known for a while. I'm intrigued by her. I'm often motivated by her. And I'm just happy to have her here. She is a very familiar voice. So if you've never met her or seen her, I'm very sure you've heard the voice. Please help me welcome to this morning show, Colleen Quinn.
Oh, good morning.
Our very own Colleen Quinn.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Roxanne. I am so happy to be here. It's an honor to be a part of your show today. Thank you. You guys do a wonderful job. I've really been enjoying everything you've done in the past few weeks, and I am happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, well, we were excited. Couldn't wait to get you on the show. And so we're going to dive in.
Okay.
You know, because I know you're very, very busy, but we're going to dive in this morning. There are some things I've been dying to know.
Okay.
And I'm sure that our listeners want to know. But being that we're talking about Women's History Month and how women have evolved in our society, we are turning up in places that sometimes are not necessarily considered women's territory.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Right? I want to talk to you, Colleen, about how long you have actually been in radio.
Well, this is unbelievable for me to say, Regina, but this year, July 5th, will be 30 years for me in radio.
Wow.
30 years, over half my life. It's amazing. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What got you into radio?
I could tell you all kinds of different things. My love of music, I want to say, is probably the first thing that got me into radio. Many people out there know that I am married to Preston Stone, who also works here at El Dorado Broadcasters, and we met at radio school. So when he started coming up to visit me, because he was from the Inland Empire, he would say, boy, you guys don't watch TV ever. And I said, no, we listen to the radio. We like radio. We listen to radio. And I was working for San Bernardino County at the Department of Public Social Services. I think it's called TAD now.
Oh,
yes, I was a social worker, and I became a widow. My children's dad passed away. I was very young. I was only 24 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a great job. I mean, it still is. My parents both retired from the county and everything, but it's not what I wanted to do for the rest of my day, sitting in a cubicle. And it was nice to help people and do those things, but I just was so into radio. So I'm driving down Green Tree Boulevard one afternoon. This is before all the stop signs and everything were on that road.
And the Loma Bridge.
Yeah, exactly. And an ad came on the radio for radio school. And I got out a paper and kind of wrote on my steering wheel on this paper the phone number and called and decided that that's what I wanted to do and took the leap, you know, to go down and go to this school. You had to try out. I got accepted, and, you know, it was expensive, but I got my loan, made the commitment, and let me tell you, it was rough going because I was in Huntington Beach, and so the requirement was, I think we had to put in 21 hours a week, so I said, okay, I'll do 3 days, you know, because I had young children and things, but God bless my family. I have such great support up here.
Yes.
All of my family, my first husband's family, you know, the in-laws, they were still a part of me. They still are to this day, my family. So I had great babysitters and things. And, you know, you had to drive up and down to Huntington Beach, stay there the whole day. And I felt, when I walked in that place, I felt so at home. Mm-hmm. I had such an adrenaline rush. And I said to everybody, you know, I would ask people, does this go away? Does this excitement go away? And some people looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And I thought, well, they're never going to make it. They're not going to be in radio. And then my car broke down.
Mm.
The engine, I mean, it was done. coming back up the hill one night, and I was just so upset. And my parents helped me out, you know. So the school was like, you can take one break, but you had to come back and finish. Otherwise, you know, you couldn't keep coming back and forth. So I took a leave for a couple of months, wrangled another car. And that's a whole other story right there. Mm-hmm. And when I started going back, Preston was there. He had started in the next segment of classes, the next semester or whatever they call it. And so I always say it was meant to be that my car broke down because we met.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, you know, we've been married for over 25 years. So that is how I got into it. I went, I did my schooling. I went back to get my final grade. And they said, hey, Colleen, aren't you from, what is this, Victorville? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, they're looking for part-timers up there. And they especially want women. And I came and applied and got hired right away.
And the rest
30 years.
History.
I know.
Wild.
Yeah.
30 years.
Yes.
So tell me this. Over the years, since your start to present day, how has the industry evolved for women?
Boy, in so many wonderful ways. And, you know, just like in every other industry, there mm-hmm. is still plenty of room for it to grow for women.
Absolutely.
But, you know, being a woman on a morning show by myself.
Yeah.
Now I have Preston with me, but for many years, I was by myself. And that just was not heard of. And I want to give a shout out to Cindy West. She doesn't do radio anymore, but she did radio in Barstow,
uh-huh.
and she was kind of my inspiration. That's when I started getting into radio school, because she did a show, and I thought, well, there's a woman that's doing a show by herself in the morning. It's not just a man's world. You know, I can do that, too. And when they put me in the morning, I didn't want to. I wasn't ready. I said, I'm not, you know, that's mm-hmm. not for me. And everybody else said, oh, yeah, this is perfect for you, Colleen. So,
what was your first position in radio, Colleen?
My first position, well, I did the part-time, the weekends
okay.
on air.
Okay.
And then we had another couple that worked for us, Charlie and Holly, and they did on air. And she was a copywriter, and she went on maternity leave. And I said, I can do that. I'll fill in
okay.
for her. And they said, okay, you got it. And then I went home and said, oh, Lord, I hope I can do this. You know, but the radio school taught you. And they always said, do everything you can, except don't be the receptionist, because you're great at that. They're going to want to keep you there.
Yeah.
And
right.
you want to be on the radio. So, but I did do that a little bit. I actually typed labels and things because I was willing to do whatever they wanted me to do just to be in the building
right.
and get those
just
hours. So,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Get your
just
foot in the door.
Yeah,
right.
exactly. So it worked out. Copywriting, that taught me a lot and things. But as far as women in the industry, there's way more women. Now, here I had a female general manager at mm-hmm. the very beginning, but then it's been all men since then. So there still is room in radio for, you know, for women. But it's not as hard. You know, you wouldn't be turned away or looked down on because
right.
you are a female. So I think there's a lot more female air talent DJs than there used to be. There's one of the things that, and this goes all the way back to one of my favorite comedians, Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physical comedy and women being funny
mm-hmm.
was not really a big thing. But now there are more women that do the comedy type side. They're not just the straight person. There's
right.
more women in news. You know, one of the biggest things that you know, who knows? Maybe it's not too late. Sports broadcasting. That
yes.
is where it has changed the most. And
yes.
if I would have had the opportunities like Erin Andrews and
yes.
Pam Oliver. Pam Oliver, she's the original. I mean, I hail to her. I saw her on one of the games a few weeks ago when the football season was still in. And I always say, boy, because I love my sports.
Yes.
You know, and like you were saying, women are doing things that men, you know, was mostly men before.
Well, look at
yeah.
in sports, we have a woman referee. It was in the
yeah,
NBA
we
and
have
in,
several.
In the NFL as
and
well.
And on the NFL.
So it has grown.
But as far as broadcasting, there are so many more women in broadcasting. So things really have changed in the 30 years.
Right. That there's not yeah. that stigma of where you can land.
Yeah, or that you don't know what you're
talking
about.
About.
You're just there for color or to be cute. You know, I think
right.
it was... I can't remember which basketball player it was, I think. And he laughed at one of the female reporters. And, you know, I know exactly who it was. It was a quarterback. It was Cam Newton from the Carolina Panthers.
Oh,
and he laughed like, you know, you don't know what I'm saying or you don't know what you're saying. What are you asking me? You don't know
right.
what you're talking about. And from then on, I said, I am never listening to Cam ever again.
Good.
Because
mm-hmm.
he put a woman down.
Yeah.
So that's, I would say sports is one of the biggest places where women have really expanded.
Really
but all of radio, you know, has
yeah.
really opened up. to women. So
and
that's
also
good.
On the business side, because we don't necessarily think about that. We think about the on-air personalities, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the program directors, et cetera.
Exactly.
But we don't really think about, like you said, general managers.
Yeah.
And women owning stations, right?
Yes, that's true.
You know, we just come off of Black History Month, and I know that there is a woman, Kathy Hughes, that owns Urban One Media, right?
That's
great. She started out in radio.
She is, she's incredible.
Right, she's incredible.
Yeah.
And now she's like this mega media mogul.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You know?
And we have, within this building, the women are in charge. Sorry, JB. But, you know, I mean, you know, the head person is a man. But as far as, you know, the day-to-day things and everything, we do have more women in here. And we have more women as salespeople that are going out, you know, the account executives and going out into the community.
Right.
So it really, you know, it's not hard in this business anymore. You know, it used to be different, but now women can have their own shows and are looked at like they have a brain and they know what they're talking about.
And thanks to women like you who have stayed the doors
and
now have 30-year careers and can not only speak to it, but speak to it from a platform of real experience, right? So let me ask you this. What do you love about your job?
Oh, so many things. One of these is what we're doing right here. You know, being able to inform the community, meeting people like you. Regina, I would have never met you probably had I not been in this business.
I'd have met you. I'd have stalked you. I'd hunt you down. So,
the same thing goes for me too, Regina.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it's like you're such a wonderful person in my life.
Thank you.
But so I would say the involvement in the community and being connected to, you know, I was born here. I was born at George Air Force Base, which is now the airport. So I've been here all my life. So I like being connected to the community. I like defending the high desert and telling people all the good that there is in the high desert. Those are some of my favorite things. And honestly, good access to concert tickets has got to be. And meeting rock stars, that's you know,
I've
one of my other favorite things.
I've seen some of the pictures. Yeah, you enjoy that.
Yes, I do.
I would say that is the
I definitely
perk of your
do.
Job.
It
yes.
is, but I also am very, I try my hardest to take care of anyone else that I work with, our listeners, if it's something they really want to see or do, because I know how important it is to me. So I definitely try to take care of everyone else, you know, when it comes to
well,
that as well.
Well, the one thing I can say, Colleen, that I absolutely know firsthand about you is that you are authentic in your care and your commitment to community because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. You've been out there on the front line. There's not a lot of awards and accolades and all that kind of stuff that are necessarily coming your way, but it has never been something that you've ever expressed was really important to you. What was important to you are the people.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
It's the community.
That is my award.
Yeah.
You know, people coming up and hugging me or calling me and saying, you know, you mentioned this and it just, it changed the way I thought about it, or I didn't know about this event and I went and it really helped my family. That's more important than any accolade that I could ever get.
Yeah.
You know, that meant anything.
And I've witnessed that firsthand. So
oh,
let
thank
me ask you.
You,
how do you keep things fresh? Because, you know, we're now in trends, right? All of these different trends that go on. And, now and more than before, it seems like there's all of these influencers, if you will, and with the onset of social media and how that's expanding. How do you keep it fresh, keep people engaged, keep people understanding the importance of radio and especially local radio?
Well, there you said it right there. Local is a big thing. You know, we have the social media. We have all that, you know, everybody can get right on your phone and find out information. But, you know, we're here, what, 90 miles out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So L.A. doesn't really care about us. You know, we all watch the news, ABCs, NBCs, that stuff. Once in a while, you know, unfortunately, if it's a bad story, they'll come up here. They don't highlight a lot of the good stuff. But that's something that radio has had to come back around to. Because people can get the music anywhere. You know, we used to have to sit there and listen to wait for the new hit from whatever artist. Now they've got it the second it comes out. So we need to offer something else. So being that we are the high desert and we are kind of our own little, you know, world up here, that is where we need to shine and keep everybody involved as part of the community. Let them know what we have to offer here, that everything isn't down the hill. You don't have to go down the hill. We have something here.
Absolutely.
And that is what we have to keep fresh. And then, of course, along with, you know, keeping our social media up to date and doing things on there as well. But, you know, that's not going to let somebody know necessarily what's going on. You know, something that just happened right now, a car crash at the corner of Bear Valley and Hesperia Road. So we can do that immediately.
Right.
And I think that's what helps keep our community listening, is that they know we're and that we actually care about what we're talking about.
And that's
because we're
here.
Is
the big key. I know for Roxanne and myself in doing this show is really to be able to bring that local element.
Yeah.
So people know who's in our community, what they're doing,
what's
in our
happening.
Community.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where they can go for support and resources
and help and things.
All of
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
So, I agree with you about that local being really key and essential
yeah.
to helping.
Who else
to
cares
keep things?
that the Adelanto girls basketball team won the first ever CIF championship?
Yes.
We care.
Exactly.
We care that Apple Valley girls soccer team won the CIF
Absolutely.
Girls championship. You know, other places
Absolutely.
Don't care about that. We do, and we want those people to know that we care about
yes.
them and that we're here for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
good job, girls.
With that, talking about these young women. Would you encourage young women to pursue a career in radio? And if so, tell me why.
I would. Boy, there's a lot of different reasons why. You know, you talked about influencers now. That's a big thing. Think about it. We, in radio, were the original influencers mm-hmm. and TV as well.
Yes.
You know, that's what people want. They want people watching them, seeing what they're doing or seeing what great tips and advice on life or whatever they have to offer. And so I feel like we kind of are the original influencers. So I know a lot of younger people say they want to be an influencer. You can reach, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe not millions at a time, unless you maybe have a syndicated show or something. Mm-hmm. But if you really mm-hmm. want to be a part of your community and be a part of what's going on right where you live, you know, you could be an influencer on the air.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be an on-air thing. You could work behind the scenes doing promotions and things. You know, if you like promoting events and you like being a part of concerts and helping, you know, get things together like that, that's something. If you're really good with people and you can speak well and you think, you know, you can talk people into, you know, an Eskimo into buying an icicle or something like that, an ice cube, you know, that might be something for you. So there's a lot of different things about radio. And one of the things you asked me before, one of the things that I like most about it, I also like, and this will sound funny, the flexibility. Mm-hmm. I do have to be here early in the morning, you know, okay. 5 days a week. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm tired of getting up at 4:30. But other than that, there is a lot of flexibility because you're doing so many different things that, you know, you might need to do something at a different time or on a weekend. And so you can take some time off during the week because you have to do something else, an event or a special promotion or something like that.
Right.
But there's a lot, there's so many ways to be creative
right.
in radio. So if you're that type of person, and especially as a woman, there are so many things available in radio. Do you like to do funny voices? You know, that's another thing what's really opened up to women mm-hmm. is voiceovers.
Voiceovers,
you know, back in the day, they used to have even men do things that were
voices,
considered
yes.
women's or female
yes.
voices. Yeah,
yeah,
so those things have all opened up. You just have to have the willpower to want to get in here and do it and to, you know, keep putting yourself out there and not be afraid of getting some no's because that is going to happen.
And that's going to happen
anywhere.
Anything
yeah,
you pursue,
exactly.
right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So let
yep,
me
exactly.
ask you this before we close.
Okay.
Best advice you've ever given and the best Ooh. Advice you've ever received.
You're putting me on yeah. the spot and here now.
Colleen has been an inspiration to so many, to myself and my growth in radio. So that's mm-hmm. what I was going to ask too. What's the best piece of advice you've received, Colleen,
oh
in your
gosh.
Journey in radio and
okay.
even in your other jobs that you've had?
Let me think about this one a little bit. The best advice I've ever gotten or given. I want to think about what I've been given first because, you know, it's not always great. But a thick skin, especially in this business, to not take everything so personally. But I want to say the best advice I've ever been given is, especially here, when I'm in here in the studio, I'm answering phones or I'm out with people and people may be having a rough day or short is, you know, even though it does seem like it, it's not about you.
Mm.
So remember that everybody has something going on. And just because they may not be, you know, answering your question right away, or it seems like they're upset about something, that it's probably something that has to do with whatever's going on in their own life. And that's more of a life thing than a radio thing. And I have taken that with me and used that a lot.
I love that.
You know, I do, because sometimes you think, geez, that person, they didn't really pay attention. They're being kind of a jerk. What did I do? And most of the time you find out later, they're like, oh, no, it wasn't you. I had something going on or mm-hmm. somebody was ill in the family,
right.
something horrible,
right.
you know, where you feel bad.
Right.
I was doing an event Saturday out at the mall and I was live on the air and firefighters are coming in. I'm like, ooh, firefighters. I'm like, yeah, you know, making it kind of funny. Well, then I see the stretcher coming and I was like, oh, see, there was more to it than that.
Right.
Right. It was that somebody was actually hurt and they needed to come get someone. So
real funny. I'll tell you real quick. Okay. I was coming in as I saw the paramedic and the fire truck.
Yeah.
And so my husband said, "Oh, what's going on over there?" And I said, "Oh, nothing. That's probably just the hospital they had that up to lead people into."
That's what I thought it was.
Saw, no,
I know.
Here,
yeah. Yeah. So that is one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever gotten. As far as any that I've given, boy, that is tough. Roxanne, can you think of anything that I've ever told you?
Be true to yourself.
Oh,
really?
You know.
I mean, just that, do what you
true.
Love, keep that passion going, and don't let anybody stop you. So I've learned that incredibly from Colleen, because I had never thought about doing radio. I always wanted to do work behind the scenes, putting other people on the air, promoting their shows. And that has been my passion. So I never thought in a million years that I would actually be on the radio. So thanks to Colleen and her pursuit and her teachings, her inspiration to me has had me just grow so much. So I can't thank Colleen enough for that. So every day she inspires me more.
Well, thank
and more.
You. So that's probably one of the best ones that I've ever given. Be true to yourself. And something my mother always told me, my mom coached our softball teams all growing up, and we always generally got first place. She was a great coach. She was really good at it. And when anybody on the team would say, "I can't do that," my mom would say, "Can't went to bed and died." And I would say, "What is that?" She says, "We don't use the word can't. Tell me, I don't know how to do that. Can you please show me?" So she says, don't say can't. Don't say I can't do something. Just say I don't know how. And that one has taken me so far through life.
Oh,
I am not afraid. And there's another big piece of advice I've always told people. Don't be afraid to ask a question or say that I don't know.
I don't know.
It's okay to say I don't know. I say that all the time. Well, I'm not sure about that, but let me find out.
Right.
Let me see if I can find someone that knows. Right. So, you know, it's okay to say that you don't know, especially if you're new somewhere. Ask questions and say, you know, don't act, sit there and nod and say, "Yeah, I got it all," and then sit there and be like, "Oh, sweating. I don't know, remember what they said.
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing." That doesn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that you might need some help and I can
because
show you the proper way.
Yeah. That's only gonna help us get better.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know sometimes people are intimidated. I'm sure people meet you and they're intimidated because they feel like, you know, here's somebody who's this professional and all of that. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, 5 minutes before you started radio school, you didn't know this.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if you could learn it, there's a huge possibility that I can learn
exactly,
it.
Exactly,
right? I love that.
Yeah.
One thing we should know about you that most people don't.
Oh, my goodness. That most people don't. Wow. That's tough to say because I do put a lot of stuff out there. I'm a crybaby. Maybe
okay.
I seem like I'm a big, tough, strong woman, but I cry. And not just, I shouldn't say I'm a crybaby. I'm not like a wimp that's just, oh, I'm poor me. I cry at TV commercials. I cry when my football team wins.
Yes.
I cry. I'm emotional. I'm a crybaby. Yeah. I do have a big heart.
Yes.
Here's something that a lot of people probably don't know. I'll put this out there. I gave a child up for adoption.
Okay.
So I know this person, and now I know them, and we're all one big happy family again. Mm-hmm. We got back together. My kids went out to see him when he turned 18. I did open adoption because I didn't like the way that the county did it, where they just put him in a foster home when there's all these people just waiting to take a baby into their arms. So when I was right before I got into radio, right before I started, after that happened, I said, I'm done with the county. I'm going to go do what I want to do and pursue my career. And that's what I did.
Wow.
And his name is Darren, and he's awesome. He lives out in Arizona. So there's something that a lot of people probably don't know.
What courage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What courage to make that decision at that age.
Yeah.
And what courage to sit here with us today in a safe place.
Yeah.
And share something that's so precious and special. Thank you.
Oh,
Colleen.
You're very welcome.
This has
you're
been
so welcome.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I
this has been fun.
It. Yes.
Thanks,
and
Roxanne.
We need to do that more often. Come on.
I
drop
know.
In and visit with us anytime.
Please
okay,
do.
I will.
I want to thank you. And I want to thank
you're so
for
welcome.
The 30 years that you have been keeping us engaged, entertained, and educated on the high desert.
Well, thank you. And that's on
that.
Y102, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday morning. And I'll go ahead and give my other station a shout out that I do the afternoons on the Classic Rock from 2 to 7 in the afternoon during the week. So you can check me out there, too. But we love all of our stations.
Absolutely.
Regina, love you. Roxanne, you're doing a fabulous
job.
Best, thank
Colleen.
You.
And
right.
Before you go, tell us a little bit about our High Desert Family Expo that's coming
up. Oh, okay.
Up
that's
on March 16th.
Right.
So
yeah,
right
we don't
want to
forget
corner.
That. Yes.
Really quick.
So March 16th, we originally started this as the Women's Expo many years ago, 20 plus years ago. Yes. And a couple of years ago, we changed it to the High Desert Family Expo. We always had the family members out there anyway, and we didn't want the men or the children or anyone else to feel like they weren't going to be included or there wasn't something there for them.
Right.
So we have rebranded it as the Family Expo. It is free. March 16th from 10 to 3 at the fairgrounds. We are going to have a fashion show, lots of entertainment, lots of different vendor booths, health booths, things like that where you can get checkups, animals and stuff. I mean, it's just going to be a great day for all ages. So we really want to see everybody out there on Saturday, March 16th at the fairgrounds.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay. It's
yeah.
exciting. It's mm-hmm. wonderful. We'll be talking more about it in the weeks to come.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys will hear about it. But again, thank you so much for
you
joining
are so
us.
Welcome.
Love you, Colleen.
Kicking off our Women's
Yay.
History Month.
Yay! I know. Yay. Go women, girl power.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.